Episode 93. In today's episode, the wonderful G.K. Kingsley shares with us her views on being criticised when you're a small business owner. Yeah, that can be tough. I also have a really cool tool to share with you.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and we usually post articles to do with online marketing and social media. However, on a regular basis, at least once or twice a week, we do tend to deviate from this topic if we feel that the subject is of benefit to the small business owner, and hopefully that's you guys. We post a couple of times a week, and the audios usually last for, say, 7 to 15 minutes or so. Before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you a cool tool that I find invaluable if you're a blogger or you produce written content of any kind. In today's tool of the day.
The online marketing audio blog. Tools and techniques.
I'm not sure about you, but I know that I'm the world's worst speller. Yeah, I put my hand up in the air and I admit it. My grammar is not that hot either, as it should be, especially given the volume of writing that I do. But it doesn't stop me putting pen to paper, as I absolutely love writing. I just need a tool to help me along with the editing side of things. So let me introduce you to the fabulous tool that I can't live without, and that's called Grammarly. Grammarly is the world's best grammar checker. It's an automated proofreader, and it's also your personal grammar coach, as you actually learn things as you go along when you use this system. It corrects up to 10 times more than regular word processors, and I find it just an invaluable tool. One aspect of the software is to check for plagiarism, which is extremely handy if you have many guest bloggers on your website. Having content on your site that's already present elsewhere online can be damaging for your search engine results. So literally you just do a copy and paste of the article that someone sent you, whiz it into Grammarly, press the plagiarism thing, and it will tell you if that content is actually somewhere else online, because you don't want duplicate content on your website. So anyway, that's the tool of the day. It's Grammarly. Go check it out. You can see the links on today's show notes, which is green-umbrella.biz/93. So that's grammarly.com.
You're on the online marketing audio blog.
Okay, it's time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. Please give it up for a warm welcome to the delightful tones of G.K. Kingsley, who answers the question... So, who's your fiercest critic? Over to you, GK.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
So, who's your fiercest critic? I ask because when you're running a small business, it is hard sometimes to see things for what they are. It's easy to get disheartened, particularly if you're working on your own. You know, things don't go quite according to plan. What you thought was a great product or service, well, actually isn't. Or, as happens frequently in business, you've been trumped at the last moment by a competitor. Occasionally, you'll wonder why on earth you started the business in the first place. What do I know, you think to yourself. Others seem to be so much better at what I do than I am. Blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you this. If you started things with the right intentions, motivations and drive to succeed, and if you love what you do and know deep down that your experience and background means you do know what you're talking about, then A, you do have what it takes, and B, you do have to stick with it. At this moment, I'm going to share a little poem with you that I wrote. As a writer, I need to remind myself of this stuff sometimes. It's called Only You Can Decide. It's true in life that others often seem to call the shots, and talents and abilities are shared in random lots. But if you have a passion, and continuing seems tough, you and no one else must judge if you are good enough. Remember, what you offer will never be for everyone. Successful small businesses do things the right way because they specialise. They fill a niche to the brim with their knowledge and expertise. They don't offer what every client is looking for, but they offer exactly what some clients are looking for. And in the world of small business, where budgets are tight, accurate advice backed by knowledge and experience is vital. So what's that got to do with you, G.K. Kingsley, I hear you mutter. Well, as a writer, I confess, I actually feel very qualified to talk about this. I know for sure not everyone likes or gets what I write. It's simply not for some. And that's fine. I will also confess, though, that it's taken nearly 2 decades to learn that. But I do now accept that pretty much everything I write can be changed, also known as improved, depending on who's doing the reading. And I also know that that's okay. If someone else would prefer me to put something a different way, that's not a problem and it doesn't detract from me being a writer, because another someone will actually appreciate it as it is and as I intended it to be. And because of that, I've learned to trust my judgment and stay true to my core values. Every time I proofread or edit something, if I catch a tiny voice muttering, "Oh, it'll do," I know it's time to take a break and make a cup of tea. And with that said, I also know that if that voice doesn't mutter, then, for the time being, that piece actually is as good as it's going to get, as ready to go. I reckon that resonates with running your own small business. If a product or service just isn't selling as it should, you know deep down if you've thought during the development process, either A, "Oh, it'll do," or B, "That is bang on, for the right folk, I'll nail it." And you need to pay heed to that inner knowledge. If it's the former, then of course you need to boot your own butt and improve things. If it's the latter, however, you need to accept that you'll win the right customer over without even needing to flutter your eyelashes. The issue is more about finding the right customer, but that's a huge subject for another blog. And at this moment, I think I might introduce you to another little poem of mine that I have found helps me tremendously at these times. It's called Ticks for a Fix. There's nothing like a failure to make you reappraise. You audit all your qualities, see what each one conveys. And once you've ticked those boxes and reviewed what you surveyed, you find your sense of worth was never lost, 'twas just mislaid. So, if you have enough faith in yourself to be your fiercest critic, and if you're running your own business, you should have, then when things aren't going quite as you'd like, you certainly have to know when to kick your rump for not listening to that inner voice. But equally so, you must also start ticking some boxes to remind yourself that you do have the right skills. You just need to use them.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel well and truly motivated now. Thanks for that insightful blog, GK. You're as wonderful as ever. I urge you to take a look at GK's latest scribblings on her Facebook page, and the book is also available on Amazon, the perfect Christmas present. Links are on this week's show notes, which you can find over at green-umbrella.biz/93. We're on episode 93 there, along with the links to the tool that I mentioned in today's tool of the day, which was Grammarly.com. That's it for another episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now. Ta-da. See ya.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.